Welcome to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast by Liam Williams. I know it's been a little while since the last release, but I've had a little bit of a change of tack and a little bit of a business plan reshuffle. You can read about that on my blog, on my website, liamwilliams.com.au. Thank you for those that have hung around waiting for the next episode. And thank you to all who have kept up their subscriptions, either on the podcast or on Substack. It means a lot that people are willing to support me in that way, and it helps me to keep going forward. And that is going to be a big part of the new business plan, ensuring that my supporters get rewarded and thanked for their financial support. This story, it came to me a little while ago when I was enjoying a scroll through TikTok. I've managed to work my algorithm to provide me with mostly thirst traps, and it's usually the start of a good little session. This story is inspired by one TikToker in particular that I won't name, but you can ask me about in the Discord server if you would like to know the inspiration for this story. TikTok thirst trap.
"You sure you don't want to come along?" my mother asked as we stood in the doorway. "No, you go. You and Dad deserve some time without the two of us." I flashed my most convincing smile. "But Stewie's off for his surfing lesson. What are you going to get up to?" "I was out kind of late last night, so I think I'll have a nap, actually. And you know Stew snores." Mum did know that my little brother snored, and, as expected, the line got a laugh out of her. "Well, I'll see you at dinner, okay?" She patted me on the shoulder and turned to meet Dad, who was waiting near the lifts. I smiled and waved at them both before stepping back and letting the hotel door close. Finally. Don't get me wrong, I knew that a holiday to Spain was nothing to sneeze at, especially when it was paid for by my parents. What I didn't expect was that I would be spending almost every minute with all of them. Up until now, the only time I hadn't been with my mum, Dad, and 16-year-old brother was last night when I had convinced Dad that the bar I wanted to go to was full of young people and would be too loud for him and Mum. I lay back on my bed and sighed. The room was quiet. Stew did snore, but he was also just kind of noisy whenever he was around. He always had something to say, which was fine. I was happy to chat, most of the time. But we were at that awkward stage where I was fully an adult at 21, and he just thought he was an adult at 16. So in a lot of ways, we had a bit in common, but in quite a few ways we didn't. It had also been a long time since I'd shared a bedroom with anyone, for sleeping, anyway. I closed my eyes for a moment and just relaxed. As I did, the memories of the night before came back. The bar was loud and full of young people, but it was also a gay bar, which was the third unmentioned reason that I didn't want my parents there. Not that they didn't approve of my sexuality. It was more that I thought they would be massive cockblocks, just by their presence in the same establishment. What ended up being the hindrance was that the fact that I didn't have my own hotel room. The German guy I made out with was sleeping in a van with his sister. The American was staying in a hostel dorm room with five other guys. And the only local guy that I had any interest in had a wife. So nothing eventuated from that visit. And to make matters worse, my brother woke up when I got home, so the chance of a sneaky blue balls release under the blankets was shot down before I'd even started. The combination of a lack of privacy and an unfulfilled desire last night meant that a nap was most certainly out of the question until I dealt with the tent in my shorts. After sliding my shorts down to my ankles, I picked up my phone and began scrolling. Recently, I had found that TikTok was a good primer for a decent wank. The number of thirst traps that were posted always got me in the mood before I moved on to the more hardcore things. Most recently, I had discovered one content creator in particular. Peter something. I had found myself scrolling through his back catalogue on more than one occasion. I opened the app and Josh the gym guy appeared on the screen. I was often impressed with the accuracy of this particular app's algorithm. while the feed presented by the guys I followed was full of bare skin stretched taut over solid muscle, the app provided a healthy amount of new material that it somehow knew I would like. I hit the like button as Josh showed me an ab workout that I only cared about because I got to watch his abs work, and then continued to flick through the videos. After a few swipes, my cock was rock hard and sticking up from my body. Although I had managed a couple of quick releases in the shower each morning, out of necessity as much as anything, it was clear that my cock was ready for a proper session. I gripped and started to stroke, while my other hand scrolled through snippets of hot men doing some normal activity shirtless for no reason, or dancing lamely to get their dick swinging in their too loose shorts. Within a few minutes, my dick was already leaking on my fingers. I quickly swiped past a video of a women's college volleyball team before rubbing a drop of pre-cum over my head. Occasionally the algorithm got it wrong, assuming I liked the sport of volleyball and not the way the male players' shirts lifted and their bulges bounced as they spiked the ball. A couple more swipes and Peter appeared. My dick twitched instantly in response. This time he stood on a beach, wearing just his short swim shorts. Once again, I thanked whichever fashion guru had decided that 5-inch inseams were in style. The length revealed most of his strong thighs, but what it didn't show, it highlighted as the wet fabric clung to the top of his legs. The video looped to start again, and I didn't stop it or swipe past. The sun shone and highlighted the curves of his lean muscle. He had positioned himself so the light worked perfectly, and each of his ab muscles popped. The third time the video played, I watched him lift his strong arm and reveal the mat of hair in his armpit. I watched his fingers run through his thick, dark hair before he shook the strands. On the fourth watch, I noticed the caption, "Sun-soaked and sandy, #Smain." Holy shit, he was nearby. Well, in the same country at least. I let go of my cock, leaving it leaking on my belly, as I clicked through to his profile to see if there was another post from this trip. I wondered if he was staying nearby. Maybe I could find the same beach and see that flawless body in the flesh. In the next video, Peter was doing that lame trend where guys pretend they've just discovered they can remove their shorts while they have their towel wrapped around themselves. The trend was almost as lame as the dating show I had discovered him on, but I couldn't take my eyes off him. I noticed the #Spain again, with Gran Canaria next in line. Like our family, Peter was staying in the Canary Islands. I watched the video of him attempting to remove his shorts, because why not? Although this time I actually heard the audio. "I wish I'd known this trick yesterday at the nude beach," Peter said as he reached his hand under the towel. "Nude beach?" My dick twitched again and my hand was drawn back to it. I ran a finger over my ridge, now slippery with pre-cum, as I watched Peter remove his shorts again, focusing on the muscles rippling as he did it, and, I'll admit, I looked a little closer to see if the towel lifted enough to get a glimpse of what was underneath. It didn't, even on the second watch, so I quickly clicked back to trawl his profile to see what he might have posted about this trip to the nude beach. I shifted my fingers and began to stroke my full length as I swiped and sought out any nude beach content. Peter was one of the few guys I followed on TikTok that didn't have some kind of spicy page. I had never seen him fully nude, but the teasing that he occasionally gave his followers, a pair of wet briefs, a bulging speedo, a low-slung towel, a glimpse of his bare hip, had previously been enough to contribute to an intense orgasm. Any content he had filmed at the nude beach would certainly show more than his gym videos and foot firmly in the thirst trap box. I scrolled past cocktail bars and a sweep around his hotel room, disappointed that it didn't match the decor of mine, but continued to run my fingers along the length of my cock. Another flow of pre-cum leaked from my tip, coating my head as my skin slid back and forth. My balls tightened slightly. I realized that as much as I had time to kill, this wouldn't take long. On my third swipe, there it was, a nude silhouette on the sand. He was facing into the low-setting sun, and the camera had been set up behind him. His back was facing the camera and was in shadow. There was just enough light to see the outline of his perfectly sculpted body and the last rays of sunshine against his left hip and his muscular left arse cheek gave away the fact that there were no shorts or speedos in this video. He stood still as the waves rolled in slowly in front of him. My dick was suddenly throbbing. Although this video didn't leave much to the imagination, my mind worked frantically, filling the gaps about what was facing the setting sun. It would definitely be uncut. I was pretty sure he was Italian. It was thick. I knew that from the tail dance he'd done in May. It was long too, for sure. He had all sorts of big dick energy. The video repeated and I continued to stroke, now with a little more intent as I felt my orgasm building already. Now I had a decision to make. Knowing that Peter had stood on a nude beach not far from where I was currently staying was an incredible turn-on, and I knew that with a few fast and furious strokes, my fingers could be coated in a long overdue load. But what if there was another video from that visit? The caption on this sunset video read, "Just hung out for the day," so I assumed it was the last video from that location. That was a pretty big hint that there was something else from the day's visit. Fuck, this guy was hot. A part of me felt stupid that just a shot of him on the beach got me so horny. Shit, even the fact that he put "hung" in quotation marks in that caption sent a shiver of arousal through me. I decided to swipe again. If there was something better, I wanted to find it. If not, I could always come back to this and blow my load watching the sunset over his beautiful body. I slid my finger along the screen and a bold title filled it. "Save it before it's removed," flashed across the screen as Peter ran towards the water behind it. The words covered the middle section of his body, but I could tell he was nude. You know when you can just tell. He'd done this save trick before. I'd fallen for it before too. This time it had hooked me again. Peter ran to the water in slow motion, the camera following him. Whoever the girl was that he had brought on this trip was now my arch nemesis. An influencer boyfriend meant being the camera bitch so often, but it would be worth all the gym shots and protein powder mentions to see this action. His lean nude body running, without captions covering the best parts. I pushed the jealous thoughts away and focused on the muscles of his strong legs. They rippled as he ran. The angle of the camera allowed for a view of his back muscles stretching as his arms pumped, while also showing his pecs bouncing as he moved across the sand. I beat my dick hard and fast now. The word "save" still covered him at waist height, but what I could see was enough. There was a light sheen on his body, the sweat of a day at the beach. His thick hair hung to his shoulders and swayed as he ran. The word "save" appeared on the screen, smaller than the previous titles, revealing just a little more. His feet hit the shallows and the water started to splash up over his body. "Save" flashed again before Peter jumped to dive into the deeper water. The word flashed again before it disappears and Peter's body was revealed for a split second. That second was all I needed. My eyes were instantly drawn to the long, heavy cock that flopped beneath his body as he dove. The sight of it sent a bolt of ecstasy through my body and my dick pulsed. The first shot of my orgasm fired even before Peter's body hit the water. My body bucked and my cock released, spraying the back of my phone and my hand. The rest of my load quickly followed as the video repeated. I watched a nude Peter run again as I grunted with each shot of my intense orgasm. My thumb just managed to hit the screen as he dove, and the last of my cum dripped from my tip as Peter's body floated naked above the water. By the time I was done, my load coated my belly and my hand and dripped from my phone case onto my chest. Panting, I dropped my phone by my side and I dropped my head back into the pillow. Within moments, I was fast asleep. Thanks for listening to another gay erotic story, a beta themed story this time for all of my beta followers out there. I hope you enjoyed it. There's going to be a part two of this story. My friend Jack Harden, who writes the more taboo versions of the story, has been intrigued by the fact that this character has a 16-year-old brother.
If you'd like to hear that story, subscribe to the taboo side of the mailing list with the link in the episode description. And if you'd like to hear part two of the story where this character does run into Peter at the beach, then make sure you subscribe, as that will be an exclusive story for subscribers to the Substack and paid subscribers to the podcast. Thanks again for listening. I'm also announcing that I'm now taking commissioned stories. If there's something specific that you'd like to hire me to write, the link to get in touch for that is in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the story, tell your friends and make sure you subscribe to the podcast and make sure you don't miss any future stories. There will be plenty more to come between now and the end of 2024.